The Train Station by Lindsay Mosier. Get a grip. Get a grip, she whispered to herself as she stood there frozen in the middle of a dozen people, paralyzed by anxiety. You're okay. You've got this, she assured herself. No, no you don't. You're hopeless. Oh, gosh, Bill must be so tired of this. He's always having to do these tasks that we want shared. Whatever. It's better just to allow him to do it. Traveling already throws us enough curveballs. Inefficiency doesn't need to be one of them. Ugh, get a grip. This was a stream of thought buzzing through Pam's mind as she stood outside the train station, waiting for her husband Bill to come back with their tickets. Pam and Bill were in Amsterdam, where they were getting ready to depart and make their long journey back to Portland, Oregon. They had just completed a monumental challenge, the Camino de Santiago, a historical pilgrimage across Spain, spanning 500 miles. It had been a life-changing experience, one that would be added to the long list of athletic achievements together. So why then, if Pam had just completed this incredible journey, hiking upwards of 15 miles a day across various types of terrain, was she suddenly paralyzed by fear at the idea of walking the 10 feet to the ticket booth to make such a simple purchase? It's not like she hadn't done this before. No, in fact, she had done this type of task a million times in her last 50 years. This time, however, the task didn't seem as simple, and the path wasn't quite as clear. Over the past 15 years, Pam's vision slowly started to decline due to a rare eye disease called pars planitis. And while she wasn't in complete denial of her vision loss, she didn't exactly see herself as someone with a visual impairment. In fact, she had taken the gradual decline in visual acuity as a sign to retire early and to pursue her interests in traveling while she could still see the full experience. After all, she didn't want to burst the bubble, to wait until she made a critical mistake in the workplace as a nurse, to create an atmosphere of mistrust, to be found out. So, Pam did what she did best. She set herself a goal, and she went out to achieve it. The Camino de Santiago. While Pam expected that the extreme exhaustion, the physical pain, and the deep questioning that she experienced were all a natural part of the pilgrim's journey, not to mention a natural consequence of undertaking such an intense challenge, she didn't exactly expect that the last 33 days would be a constant, month-long reminder that things weren't as they used to be, that she needed help, and she needed it more than ever before. You see, when Pam and her husband had left home, daily life was relatively easy. There was a habitual, comfortable routine, which is perhaps why she didn't realize how bad her sight had actually become. During their 500-mile trek, Pam realized that she needed guidance at every crossing and nearly every step. For such a tenacious, driven, and adventurous spirit, the idea of being completely dependent on her partner was terrifying. And even though she felt the love from her husband, Bill, this experience had left her unsure of herself and of her future. So there she was, standing hopeless in the midst of a dozen travelers passing by, not even confident in her ability to walk to the ticket booth and buy herself a way home. In that moment, Pam was in the complete mercy of her vision loss. Pam's anxiety was building. It was becoming unbearable, as the emotional intensity was beginning to boil over into some kind of internal nuclear meltdown. Pam found her hope. From around the corner, a woman emerged. Pam could make out the sound of a tap, 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 tap. She noticed it was the sound of a cane guiding this woman forward. It was the sound of freedom. As the mystery woman passed by, there was an aura of confidence in her wake. What was even more intriguing, thought Pam, was that this woman was alone. Pam was in complete awe. The tension she had been feeling began to melt away, and her anxiety transformed into delight. There, she thought, is hope. I don't have to be stuck in one place, she thought, completely helpless and dependent on someone else. I have control. As Pam began to step forward and reach out to the woman, she heard the sound of the cane guiding the woman through the door as it closed behind her. Soon after this experience, Pam returned to the comforts of home, where she continued to be guided by her epiphany at the train station. She used that energy to begin exploring in new ways, through research and reaching out. Her investigations soon led her to a team of visually impaired dragon boat racers. It was the perfect combination of activity and community. For the first time, Pam had a group of individuals who were going through the same challenging transitions and emotions she was. Fast forward 10 years, and Pam has moved across country, leaving her dragon boat family behind. Despite the move, Pam continues to stay connected to others in the visually impaired community. These days, she attends the PALS group for the blind and visually impaired and has received training through the independent living skills for the Commission for the Blind. Although she continues to navigate the challenges of progressive vision loss, Pam often thinks of her experience at the train station and is once again renewed with hope about what is possible. Over the last few weeks, I've had the privilege of getting to know Pam. It's been a moving experience to hear her life story and adventures and to learn about myself through telling her story. Pam and I have a very similar eye disease caused by an autoimmune reaction. We've both had the same side effects of treating the disease, and I've gone through the challenges and fears of navigating life with vision loss. And we've also come to terms with the reality of what changes in day-to-day life. It's been a remarkably rewarding to make such a valuable connection. Pam, I've appreciated your willingness to be vulnerable and share your experience. Thank you for allowing me the freedom to share your story.